When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade your sleep with the softest, most luxurious sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love our sheets, and right now, you can feel the difference with our best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com, that's B-O-L-L and branch.com, to shop our best offers today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's joining us live from New York City. And we're here hanging out with you, wherever you're listening, however you're listening, on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. And if you're listening on a smart speaker, then good for you. You are so technologically advanced. I get started. The show gets started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Talk to people all over the country. Here in Atlanta, Miami, Cleveland, Detroit, Boston, Kansas City, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, Las Vegas, Utah, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver. Did I say San Diego? Phoenix? We got people listening everywhere. So if you're at work, at home, at school, if you're holding it down, and if you are holding it down, you know exactly what the hell I mean. Thank you for listening to the show. We've talked about a lot. Juan Soto, officially a New York Yankee. No longer a member of the Padres. Padres get back quite a few New York Yankees. Michael King, starting pitcher. Johnny Brito, starting pitcher. Drew Thorpe, Yankee starting pitching prospect. Kyle Higashioka, a longtime New York Yankees backup catcher, to rent Juan Soto for a year. The Yankees are going all in because he is still entering into the final season of his contract. He will be a free agent following this upcoming season, and the Yankees are going to have to hope that they can just write a big old check and keep him around for his prime because he's only 25 years old. This is someone who already helped the team win a World Series, that being the Washington Nationals, when he just basically fell out of the womb. Juan Soto, very familiar with New York. I know he got a lot of family there, and he's going to be basically playing at home. Shout-outs to Juan Soto. Shout-outs to the Yankees, and good luck to the Padres as they continue to sort out their financial situations and try to make some moves to free up some cash for some pitching. We know last season, unfortunately, was a disaster. Juan Soto going to the New York Yankees. We still don't know what's going on with Shohei Ohtani. We have no idea where he will end up. I still and have thought from the beginning that he would stick around and just go north instead of playing for the Angels, that he would just play for the Dodgers. That makes the most sense to me. But we'll see. Maybe he'll surprise everybody and just, I don't know, go to Canada. Wouldn't that be a hell of a shock? Talked about Trevor Lawrence. Said that he's the one who chose to walk off of the field the other day. Talked about Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is like, yeah, I'll play football. And so we have so much more to do. And because there's so much news about free agents, guys signing here, Major League Baseball hot stove, every Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. And tonight, we're going to take a look at free agents. We're going to look at some of the most impactful free agent signings that we've ever seen in the world of sports. Now, let's also keep in mind, free agency didn't always exist in sports, okay? We got to go back to the 80s, early 90s in some cases, before players were able to move around at their whim, at how they wanted to. And throughout the course of time, we've had contracts and agreements get adjusted because of some of these deals. And so we've had some wild ones. Is it a matter of money? Is there some type of cultural, historical impact? Well, we're going to break it down because it's time for a new top six list. And tonight, we're taking a look at some of the most impactful free agent signings ever. Where's the funky music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Shohei Ohtani's about to get paid. Is this man going to get paid in Los Angeles with the Dodgers? Is he going to be ridiculous and stick around with those loser Angels? Is he going to shock everybody and go to Canada? We just got to wait and see. And he might receive one of the biggest contracts in, forget North American sports history, he just might get one of the biggest contracts ever. Is he getting $500 million? Is he getting $600 million? We're going to find out. But with this list, top six free agent signings ever, these players, they've already changed the game. And so let's get started with the first number. It's a countdown. It's a top six. So this is what?
Number six.
We got to go back to 1997. This isn't a free agent signing specifically, but this was kind of right at the line. This was at a deadline. And this is someone who at this point is already, damn it, he's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest NBA players of all time. He comes from South Carolina via Chicago. His name is Kevin Garnett. You might recall this. The man came into the NBA straight out of high school. In less than 2 years from playing his first game in the league, in 1997, Kevin Garnett was 21 years old, and he got a 6-year contract worth $126 million. This was in 1997. He only played 2 seasons. He never won a playoff game. At that point in time, that contract, $126 million, it was more than double what Michael Jordan made in his whole career up until that point. And then Michael Jordan said, y'all got to pay me $33 million, but that's a separate point. Kevin Garnett's contract made the NBA said, we can't all be as stupid as the Timberwolves. We can't pay these players these ridiculous amounts of money. And so the NBA, you might remember, they had a lockout the following season. Only 50 games. And we ended up seeing the San Antonio Spurs smash the Knicks in the finals, probably because of that lockout. And so Kevin Garnett, that contract, putting in parameters for maximum contracts and deals. And now we see players, all these years later, the NBA is a blossoming business. We got dudes making more than $60 million a season 25 years later. Kevin Garnett at the time sat down with David Aldridge, and David Aldridge said, hey, KG, do you think the NBA can even last paying you $126 million and all these other players more? Listen to what Garnett had to say.
To be honest with you, I don't think so. I mean, someone would have told me that I'd have over $100 million in future earnings and all that stuff. I'd probably looked at him and told him to fly a kite or something. So, I mean, the world is crazy. You know, you never know what to expect, but I don't think so.
Yeah, he didn't think that it was sustainable. Well, We had a lockout after, didn't we? The NBA put a cap on salaries. Well, damn it, now, if you're Nikola Jokic, if you are Giannis, and these dudes are making 60 per. It must be nice. Top six free agent signings ever. Most impactful. Kevin Garnett at number six. What's the next number?
Number five.
Oh, man, this one just happened a few months ago. This actually took place in the summertime. We had one of the greatest players on earth decide he's going to come to America and play in what he called a minor league. This is Lionel Messi. He came over to Inter Miami and decided to light it up right out of the gate. But he decided to light it up right after the gate after he agreed to a contract about 2.5 seasons that pays him at minimum $50 to $60 million annually. Messi wasted no time in joining Inter Miami, shopping in the supermarket, by the way, nice publicity, but then proceeded to go out there and just say, oh, goals? Oh, I got those. I mean, he wasted no time. Let's take a listen to this. Of course, only Apple TV. They're helping to pay for Messi. This is Messi driving in a goal, doubling Inter Miami's lead in his first season. Take a listen to this.
Kristoff into the feet of Martinez, has time to turn into Messi. Advantage play. Messi driving forward. Messi from distance!
Someone from Philadelphia, you've got to stop Lionel Messi from 30 yards in. All he needs is a gap, a half yard, and you're going to be picking the ball out of the back of the net. My word, what a start for Lionel Messi in his Major League Soccer career. 9 goals in 6 games. 2-0, Miami.
And the man kept rolling. He ended up with 11 goals and 5 assists in all competitions, and he basically showed up at the end of the damn season. And then he also won the world's best player, the Ballon d'Or, which is now his 8th. And then he was also named Time's 2023 Athlete of the Year. Oh, that's right. Dion was named Sports Illustrated, their Sports Person of the Year. I think Time Magazine got a little bit more weight to it. Lionel Messi helping to change and heighten interest here of soccer, of football in North America ahead of the World Cup, man. This is some fun stuff. Impactful free agent signing. Messi at number five. What's the next number?
Number four.
We got to go to one of my favorite places. And I'm not supposed to say that because I'm in Atlanta. We got to go to New Orleans. Sorry, Falcons fans. We got to take a look at Drew Brees. Yes, Drew Brees. One of the most impactful signings in free agent history. I don't care what sport it is, because what Drew Brees did when he signed down in New Orleans, and we know he had the bum shoulder, he wasn't going to get no damn deal in San Diego, Miami, Nick Saban might have wanted him. It didn't work out. And so he ends up signing with the Saints. 6 years, $60 million. The year that he signs in 2006, happens to be the first year that the Saints get back into the Superdome following Katrina. Drew Brees wasn't just a football signing. Drew Brees helped breathe life into the organization. He helped give them hope. He gave them a distraction. He gave them something to actually care and think about. How about winning the Super Bowl over that forehead guy, Peyton Manning, in 2010? Drew Brees means so much more to the Saints. He means more to the city, the state, the region. Big-time free agent signing, Drew Brees. Hey, didn't work out with the Chargers? Worked out awesome storybook style with the Saints. And when he finally retired, Drew Brees said thank you to the Saints fans This is from their YouTube.
To the city of New Orleans and the Houdat Nation, words cannot express the love and appreciation I have for you. From the moment I stepped foot into the city of New Orleans, I could feel your spirit. You told me that if I loved New Orleans, you would love me back. No truer words have ever been spoken. You embraced me as your quarterback, and my family as your own. You made me strive to be the best I could be for you. When I was knocked down, you picked me up. It was your passion, emotion, and resilience that made us all believe. I will spend the rest of my life attempting to give back to you what you have given to me.
Yeah, it is. Every time I go down to New Orleans, he's beloved. People are like, he lives here. His family lives there. You see his family go grocery shopping here. He's beloved, and you can't blame him because there's so much history tied there. It goes beyond football. There's so much, unfortunately, that has to deal with tragedy. And at the same time, he was at the forefront and has been at the forefront, always giving back down in New Orleans. You want to talk about an impactful free agent signing? Yeah, Drew Brees going to the Saints. Big deal, huge deal in 2006. I got Brees at 4. What's the next number?
Number 3.
Oh, this is a simple one. Speaking of baseball, at the time, this was the most lucrative contract in sports history. Some dude named Alex Rodriguez decided to sign with the Texas Rangers. A 10-year deal, $252 million. I mean, when you start looking at some of the deals that are handed out today, Aaron Judge, almost 9 years, 10 years, $360 million. Alex Rodriguez was ahead of the curve, got his deal in 2000. Ultimately, we know that he tried to get traded to the Red Sox, didn't happen, moved to the New York Yankees, won a World Series. But you know what? You know, there was that press conference about Alex Rodriguez. There was that press conference when Alex Rodriguez was, he said the most important thing about his contract and time in Texas. Let's take a listen to the press conference.
As I discussed with Peter Gammons during the year 2001, 2002, 2003, I experimented with a banned substance that eventually triggered a positive test.
Oh, that... Hey, Shep, that wasn't the... I messed up. That wasn't the press conference when he joined the Rangers. That's when he said that he used drugs, right?
You'd be correct.
Yeah. My bad. That was my fault. Not really. I mean, when has Alex Rodriguez said anything that wasn't a lie?
In fairness, you and yes. I both look for a lot of Rangers sound. There's really not a lot of positive sound about him as a Ranger outside of his 52nd home run, which we know is now tainted.
Yeah, because he was a cheater.
Correct, and I think that's the point that you got across. I think that's the right clip.
Hey, I forgot that he was a cheater. Can we hear him again?
Yes.
Thank you, I forgot.
As I discussed with Peter Gammons during the year 2001, 2002, 2003, I experimented with a banned substance that eventually triggered a positive test.
Yeah, he's just a cheater and a liar, a deceiver. It's Alex Rodriguez, folks. Impactful, yes, one of the most impactful free agent signings ever. I mean, damn it, by the time he was with the Yankees, he tried to sue for the back end of his money because he was cheating and lying. Yeah, he did set the table for those guys to make money, though. Congratulations, Aaron Judge. Alex Rodriguez at number 3. What's the next number?
Number 2.
Hey, if you thought Alex Rodriguez is a liar or a phony, I don't think this guy is a liar or a phony. He just controls everything, and why not? He's one of the greatest athletes of all time. Flat and period. This guy's free agent signing was so impactful, he had a whole television special around it. His free agent signing was so impactful, an entire city was burning his jerseys. His free agent signing was so impactful, his former owner wrote him a nasty message in crayon. This is LeBron James and his decision back in July of 2010. And if you don't recall the decision, LeBron James sat down at a Boys and Girls Club with Jim Gray in Connecticut and said this.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
This fall, man, this is very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Why?
like I said before, I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win and to win for multiple years. And not only just to win in a regular season or just to win five games in a row or three games in a row. I want to be able to win championships, and I feel like I can compete down there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he didn't win as many as he said he was going to win. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. He got two. And, oh, yeah, he did go to another one. And some big German guy whipped that ass. And then they had to carry my guy, Chris Bosh, off of the floor because he was crying hysterically. Sorry, Chris. Chris Bosh, very nice guy. I love him. Anyway, LeBron James. Yeah. If you don't understand the impact of his decision, where the hell you been? Crazy to think that that was 13 years ago, and LeBron James is still busting ass at almost 40. 25 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. This guy's busting ass. Every time he can make a decision on national TV every day if he wanted to, and he's a billionaire now. That was 13 years ago. I got LeBron number two. You want to talk about impactful free agent signings? LeBron James said, I'm doing this my way. And then he said he shouldn't have did it that way. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you, number one, what is the most impactful free agent signing ever? I'll tell you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'd rather listen to you than my husband. Okay, end of story. JR, you're great.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The last time somebody told me they'd rather listen to me than their husband. Their husband came up to me and he thought that I was trying to break up his marriage. I'm like, nah, man, I got my own problems. I'm like, keep that. Nah, don't bring that over here. Chef, could you imagine? You ever dealt with something like that? Chef can't believe it. 855-212.
I apologize, Jerry. I was just screening like 1,000 calls. Say that again, sir.
No, I said you're doing so much work anyway.
Yeah, you and I both. No, I never want to fall flat on the air with you, man. What was the comment?
No, it's a terrible thing.
Breaking up a marriage?
Yeah, I said a guy. The last time someone said to me, they listened to me more than their husband. I had a husband come up to me and say, "Hey, stay out of my marriage." I'm like, "I'm not in your marriage."
And you thought you weren't going to top my Smush Parker story?
Oh, this is an old story, Shep. This is an old one.
Gotcha.
No husbands ever come up to you like that before?
No. Killers move in silence.
Keep it that way. What did you just say?
I said killers move in silence.
You're a marriage killer?
Well, I was making a joke. I would never mess up the home life of any couple, any family. But I'm just saying if I did, the husband wouldn't know about it. Let's put it that way.
You're terrible, man.
No, I'm obviously being facetious. I would never interfere with
that. Okay, I don't know.
I would never interfere with a marriage. With the exception... And I'm gonna be very honest about this. Along with my girlfriend, the only other woman I would entertain being with is Lily Collins. who's married. But if I saw Lily Collins, like, on a street corner, anywhere, I'm going to take my shot. I don't care if she is happily married.
Who is Lily Collins?
No, really?
I don't know who that is.
So, you know Phil Collins, the musician?
Of course.
Okay, so his daughter. Right.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Okay, so you, now listen, you've heard of the show. I'm not a fan of it, but I know it's a big show on Netflix. Have you ever heard of Emily in Paris?
Nope.
No way. Really?
I don't know what the hell Emily in Paris. Why am whatever the show is?
It's a pretty
can
big
you
show.
Imagine me sitting in my house on my couch watching Emily in Paris?
No, but you do have a really good understanding of everything in pop culture though.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Have you remember they came up with like Ted Bundy, like a movie, and Zac Efron started it in it?
I know about the real Ted Bundy.
Okay, fair enough. But they did obviously a dramatic version of that.
Nope.
They Hollywooded it up. Well, Lily Collins starred opposite of. Man, if you saw any of these shows or movies, this would make a lot more sense there.
I haven't.
Okay, Google Lily Collins in the break, and you'll understand why I would have no problem taking my shot.
I think if I was interested in her, I would already know what she.
Trust me. Any Lily human Collins. Being on the planet would
British,
be interested in Lily Collins.
British, okay.
Yeah, look at her, man. She's absolutely.
She's a pretty woman.
Stunning.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Stunning.
I want to give her a sandwich.
Well, it's like JR. If I said LeBron James is a good basketball player, that's not how you would describe LeBron James. You know what I mean?
No, this lady's pretty, but I mean, I need to give her a sandwich.
Okay.
You know Khalees?
No.
I like Khalees.
Who's that?
It's Nas' ex-wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But anyway, I don't need beef with Nas.
Yeah, who does?
I don't. He's anyway, listen, I just gave you a top six list. Some of the most impactful free agent signings ever. Not just for what they did maybe on the field, what they meant to the city, the state, what they've meant culturally to the sport, to the region. And so you got to open up your brain here. You want to talk about some of the most top or most impactful free agent signings ever? I'm about to tell you number one. But before we do that, let me give you a recap if you missed us last break. And if you want to hear all of the fancy audio, et cetera, from last break, listen on the free Odyssey app and hit rewind. At number six, I gave you Kevin Garnett. Although not in the truest form of free agent signing, he did sign that extension down to the wire in 1997, a six-year deal, $126 million. When he was only 2 years into his career, he was only 21 years old. That contract at the time was more than double what Michael Jordan made in his whole career up until that point. Kevin Garnett got that money, and the next season, the NBA pretty much said, hey, we locking the players out. We need a better deal. And they instituted limits and caps, maximum salaries, to make sure that everything was in order. At number five, I gave you Lionel Messi. The man came to the MLS a few months ago, has set the entire world on fire, and he is a typically, you put an exclamation point at the end of a sentence. He is here at the beginning of the sentence, especially as the United States of America and North America gear up for the World Cup. At number four, most impactful free agent signings ever, I gave you Drew Brees. This was so much more than a football signing. Drew Brees signs with the Saints in 2006, coming off of that busted up shoulder with the San Diego Chargers. And he signs with the Saints the year that they move back full-time into the Superdome following Katrina. He has been more than a football player. He has been an ambassador and a philanthropist for the entire city. Drew Brees at number four. At number three, this dude helped set the table for some of these ridiculous contracts that we see in baseball. He also happened to be one of the biggest cheaters of all time in sports. Well, big liar. His name is Alex Rodriguez. $252 million in the year 2000. At that point in time, it was the most lucrative contract in sports history. LeBron at number three, or excuse me, A-Rod at number three, LeBron James and his decision at number two. He ushered in an era of, I am going where I want to go, and I want to drag some folks with me. LeBron James would ultimately say that maybe the decision and televising it wasn't the best idea, but at least he went back to Cleveland and helped deliver them a championship. So if I have LeBron James here at number two, it's one of the most biggest, impactful athletes ever, and his story isn't even over. Who the hell could I possibly put here at this number?
Number one.
We have to go back to 1947. We have to go to the Dodgers. We got to go to Brooklyn. We have to go to Jackie Robinson. You going to tell me there's a more impactful signing in the world of sports than Jackie Robinson? I think you'd be hard-pressed to find one. The man signed on April 10th, 1947, and he was playing for the Dodgers 5 days later. At that point in time, baseball, Major League Baseball, had not seen a black player since the 1880s. Yes, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier, and he could go out there winning Rookie of the Year and winning MVP a couple of seasons after that, and the Dodgers winning a title a few years after that in 55. Jackie Robinson, he thanked the dude who helped him in that case, the man who said, I'm the president, I'm the boss, I'm also a part owner, and yeah, let's get a black guy in here. And yeah, we need the right black guy. I know it doesn't sound right, not at all, but it was Branch Rickey. And Jackie Robinson never forgot the opportunity that he got and received from him. And so on the Dick Cavett Show, a long time ago, Jackie Robinson, unfortunately, you know, he passed away young. He was in his early 50s. At this time, while he still was alive, Jackie Robinson said, yeah, Branch Rickey, I owed it to him. Listen to this.
I worked for a great guy. I don't think anybody could have done the job had it not been for Mr. Rickey. He was constantly advising and guiding, and I had so much confidence in him, I would have jumped off the bridge if he told me to do it. That's how much I believed in him. And he was a man that was sincere and dedicated and willing to lend that helping hand that's so needed today in terms of the problems that we face in everyday life. Not enough people are willing to do as Mr. Rickey did.
Man. We in the year 2023. Why do those words from Jackie Robinson still ring true today? Like, we just going to hate each other forever for our differences, right? We just going to do it forever. Why? Because we afraid of what somebody might say? Like, come on now. How stupid are we as humans? On this stupid rock, floating around the solar system, all by ourselves, breathing the same air, bleeding the same blood, drinking the same damn water, but we really gonna dislike each other because you from over there and I'm from over here. How stupid are we? And we still got to deal with this in 2023, all over the world. Humans. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, Klay Thompson, what a garbage game. Ugh. 11 points, 3 of 13, 1 of 8 from downtown. Oh, the Warriors still beat the Blazers, 110-106. Klay Thompson ain't getting no big free agent deal, I can tell you that much. Not playing like this ass. Ugh. I just gave you a top 6 list. Some of the most impactful free agent signings ever. 6, Kevin Garnett. 5, Messi. 4, Drew Brees. 3, A-Rod to Texas. 2, LeBron James to Miami. And number 1, Jackie Robinson. I could sit here and list more. I had to consider more than 6, of course. I could throw Reggie White on this list if I wanted to. I can keep going, but you know what I'm going to do? The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's a simple question. What are some of the most impactful free agent signings of all time? I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I got to say, you are the smartest guy in radio. You are. You know what? If I can give you an SB tonight, you deserve an SB for this top six list.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the free agency period of Major League Baseball. It's hot stove time. New York Yankees have already acquired Juan Soto. We're going to find out what's going on with Shohei Ohtani. Where is he going to end up? I think the Dodgers. And I wanted to give you a top six list tonight, representative of all of the, just all of these deals going on in the world of sports. And so I gave you a top six list. Some of the most impactful, important free agent signings ever. If you want to listen to the full explanations and some of the audio and actually hear from the athletes, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We did that at the top of the hour. At number six, I gave you Kevin Garnett. Not necessarily a free agent signing, but an extension. His deal helped bring about the NBA lockout. They try to rein things in. At number five, I gave you Lionel Messi joining the MLS. At number four, because of just cultural impact, regional impact, outside of what took place on a football field, I gave you Drew Brees at number four to the New Orleans Saints. At number three, I gave you Alex Rodriguez to the Texas Rangers. It happened to be the most lucrative contract in sports history at the time. Oh, damn it, 23, 24 years ago, a 10-year deal, $252 million. At number two, I gave you LeBron James to Miami. The man decided to actually have his own television special about where he was going to go. And then he ended up going back home and winning a championship. And then number one, this can't be disputed by me. It's Jackie Robinson. You want to talk about a free agent signing, one of the most impactful. This is historical, not just to baseball, but to America. A signing that deal in 1947, winning Rookie of the Year, helping to usher in other black players, of which there were not any in Major League Baseball since, damn it, the 1880s. Not 1980s, the 1880s. Yes, none of us were alive. And if you were alive in the 1880s, you've been hiding one big old secret. Let's get to the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS, obviously. There's no way in hell I could only, get in everybody in eight slots. I considered a lot of people. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Mark from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, what's going on?
Good. Please, go ahead.
But what about Steve Nash, obviously? And they're going to sit here and say, well, Nash, remember when he went to Phoenix, they won 29 games. And then the following year, he won 62. I don't remember a player going to a team. Because to me, it's like you're a free agent. You go to a team in order to improve that team, right? Like what Jack Morris did for the Minnesota Twins. You know, what David Ortiz did. Spent a couple of bum years in Minnesota and then went over to the Red Sox. It's like the greatest DH of all time. So for me, that's what I consider like an impact for free agent. He impacts the team, right?
Okay. Well, thank you, Mark, for calling from California. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Paul from Westfield, Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, JR, bud. How are you, Professor?
I'm good. How are you?
JR, the best part of what I heard you say is that the way the pricing schedule of $126 million What they did when they signed Durant and how it affected the NBA and the rest of the super contracts of the future, that has to be a watershed moment. Of course, what LeBron was able to do is unfathomable, going back and forth, winning wherever he goes. But the best winner of everyone is what happened when you have hundreds of millions given to the players, the community gets the effect. LeBron put $536,000 to start the United Way. Me and my homies with his charity and the Seven Juices with a Boston player with Jalen, what happens there is the effect and the carryover and the boost it brings to the United Way and all those kids' future those are the real winners. It's a great movement, and it was a great pattern and a great forward direction for everybody. I'm really proud of what they're doing.
Well, thank you for bringing that to light. Thank you, Paul, for calling from Westfield, Massachusetts. We have so much negativity about what the athletes do, what they don't do, but there's a lot of that money that does go back into the community. A lot of the communities where the players actually come from. And, I mean, for all of the terrible stories that we hear, the Von Millers allegedly hitting pregnant women, a lot of money does go back in different forms and different varieties. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Mad Dog, the professor, Greg Maddux, he signed a 5-year contract in 1993, actually. And he won
with the Braves.
Four consecutive
you
got to
give detail with the Braves.
And his record is fantastic. And he got in the very first ballot in 2014, 97.4%. He wasn't an overpowering pitcher, but he pitched to the weaknesses. He understood the scouting reports perfectly, and he just pitched to their weaknesses. And he won four Cy Youngs, like I said. And during that time, he was 75-29 and 198 earned run average. And he led them to 10 first place finishes. Only one was a second place finish in 1994. Won the 1995 World Series and appeared in the 96 and 99 World Series too. You know, they lost both those games, but he's a fantastic. He was a fantastic pitcher.
No doubt about that, Alan. I mean, he went from the Cubs and he went to the Braves and he sat around and did commercials about chicks digging in the long ball and not appreciating what he did as a pitcher. No doubt about it. Greg Maddux, one of the most impactful signings in Major League Baseball history. When you think about the results, you think about the career that he had, big time. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're thinking about and talking about some of the most impactful free agent signings ever in sports. I told you I got Jackie Robinson here at number one. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Juan Soto is a Yankee. I know the Yankees are going to hope to sign him to a big deal. They're probably going to have to wait until next season. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you. Ha, ha, ha.